I'm excited to be up here. It's always a pleasure for me to be in a meeting like this where there's so many different types of people, people I see often and people I don't see that often. And I believe what that does is it gives us a different flavor to some of our meetings when all of us worship together. We hear one another and we're encouraged by one another, and that does me good, and hopefully that's doing you good as well. Something struck a chord in my mind this morning while I was sitting here worshiping, and that's that when we get together, especially on a Sunday morning, but whenever we get together to worship, we're not memorializing somebody who died and is gone, but rather what we're doing is we're getting together to enjoy presence and fellowship with a God who's alive. And that's something that we could take for ourselves this morning and in every morning, in every meeting that we're in, that God wants to come and have fellowship with us. That's why we have these meetings. It's not to go through the motions or sing the songs, although those things are important, but ultimately the goal is to come and to have fellowship with God. And that's what we're doing here this morning. If you'll allow me to, what I'd like to do is I'd like to share with you a little bit about what we're studying, what we're going over in our youth conference. We've taken for our theme the theme of revival, and our little tagline is reviving our inner man through delight in the Lord, or through delighting in the Lord. And we talked last night, we introduced what our theme was. We talked a little bit about revival and delighting in the Lord. And this morning we have some devotions. Now, those of you who are down here in Watch Rock don't have the benefit of the devotions that we put together and we handed out to our group. Some of the people who are workers haven't. If you'd like one, I have a couple of extra ones. But this morning we kind of took that theme, we took that idea another step further. And so just to backtrack just a little bit, when we talk about revival, what we're all actually talking about is the idea of reviving our inner man. We've all been created for fellowship with God, but sometimes what we can allow to happen is our inner man, the person who we really are, we can allow that person to die. Or we can allow that person to get very close to death, so to speak, until, like we heard last night, some people just start to drift away. That drifting happens because that inner life is losing its light. However, what we want to do is we want to be sure to revive that inner man. We want to be sure to put ourselves in a place where we're having fellowship with God, and that's energizing the inner man and making us more like Christ. Because when that is the light that's inside of us, well, then we can live in the way that we were intended to live. So revival is the first thing, reviving our inner man. The second thing, however, is delighting in the Lord. And we talked a little bit last night about the idea that, you know what? The question that a lot of us want to ask is, okay, I get it. I need to be revived. My inner man needs to be revived. But you want to know what's in it for me? I've got desires in my life. I've got things that I want to do. I've got plans and I've got ambitions. And one of the things that we could do is we think that as we become a Christian, we surrender our life to God, well, then we're surrendering all of our desires and plans and ambitions. And there's some truth there, but we took it a little bit from a different perspective. The direction that we looked at it was we said, hey, you want to know what? The God that we're surrendering to is the God who created us. He put us together. He knit us together. He knows what our desires are. In fact, He gave us our desires. And when we find that we submit to God, allow Him to come and live within our lives, we begin to delight in the Lord. And what happens? We begin to find satisfaction for those desires that we have in our life. And then this morning on our devotionals, hopefully every one of you who had one read it, hopefully what you found there was the idea of one of the desires that I believe every person has. I believe every person here, young or old, wherever you are, I believe that we have a desire to have a purpose in our life. I don't think anybody wants to wander around and say, I'm just kind of here existing. We want to be living for a purpose. We want to be going in a direction. And in fact, God has that very same desire for you. It's one of those desires where our desires and God's desires intersect. He has a plan and He has a purpose for each and every one of us. And the verse that we looked at was in Acts 13:36, where it says there, David served God's purpose in his generation. I'd just like to leave this thought, because you read through the devotions and I don't want to take too much time, but I just want to leave this one thought to you. We have an amazing heritage here, the fellowship of churches that come, this camp, this place, our leaders, our pastors who have gone before us. We have an amazing heritage of those people who decided that in their generation they were going to serve God's purpose. They had a purpose. Maybe it was being a counselor, or maybe it was being a pastor, or some of the many, many other jobs that need to be filled in God's kingdom. But you want to know what? That heritage is behind us. It's our responsibility to fulfill God's purpose in our generation. And this right now, look around. This right now is our generation. Every single time one generation goes on and the next generation comes up, we have the danger of the fire of the presence of the Lord from being extinguished. And it's always on us to decide whether or not we're going to take it or we're going to be that 70% that in one way or another go away from God. How about it this morning? That's the only thing that I wanted to say. That's the only thing I wanted to encourage you with. That's the only point I wanted to bring to your attention. This is our generation. This is for us and for our children. This is the reason, the responsibility is on us for our generation. We can't look anywhere else. David served God in his generation. He served God's purpose in his generation. He recognized that his purpose, he wanted a purpose in his life, but God had a greater purpose that if he would allow himself, if David allowed himself and submitted himself to God, well, then a greater purpose could be fulfilled through David. Do you ever think what might have happened to David if he just kind of did his own thing? He was a shepherd, right? How many shepherds do we know about that lived during David's time? Maybe a handful because they're written down in the Bible, but you wonder what? There were probably thousands, if not millions, and I don't know what the exact number is, but a lot of shepherds who lived in obscurity. Now, I'm not saying we're all going to become famous here, and that's not the important point. However, here is. David decided that he was going to submit himself to God's purpose, and look what God did in that life. God wants to do a David work in you. God wants you to grow up to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. And that desire to serve God, to serve God's purpose in our generation, rests solely on our shoulders. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tim, for those words. I think you'll be stunned how closely our messages are going to dovetail this morning. I guess it's what's on God's heart for us. Let's sing together page 350. All for Jesus. All for Jesus. Let's sing all together.
All for Jesus. All for Jesus. All my being's ransomed powers. All my thoughts and words and
second, ladies,
let my hands perform his bidding, let my feet run in his ways, let my eyes see Jesus only, let my lips speak forth his praise.
Let's sing all together.
All for Jesus, all for Jesus.
Gentlemen on the third.
Since my eyes were fixed on Jesus, I lost sight of all beside. So it changed my spirit's vision. Looking at the crucified.
All together, amen.
All for Jesus, all for Jesus. Looking at the crucified.
Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you will fulfill the desires of your heart for us, that you laid on the hearts of those who put this retreat together, this conference. I ask, Lord, that you will raise up from this group of young people that are here men and women who will serve their generation and who will do it by serving God. We know that it's as we serve you. That's how we serve this generation. And I ask that you will do that. I pray that you will put that call in every heart that is here. Lord, we have heard for years that no one simply comes to camp by accident. But Lord, it's your appointment. You call, you draw. And so, Lord, we know that you have drawn those here today who are here for this conference and those who have gathered this morning to worship. We ask that you will call our hearts, that we may run after you with everything that is within us, and that we might serve God, and in doing so, serve our generation, until that day when we hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." May we all have the joy of experiencing that phrase, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Could we yet sing together in our white book, the camp songbook, page 15? "Lead Me Higher Up the Mountain." Could we sing that together? First verse.
Jesus, lead me up the mountain where the whitest robes are seen, where the saints can see the fountain, where the pure are keeping clean. Lead me higher up the mountain, give me fellowship with thee in the light.
Together. Lead me higher, nothing dreading, in the race to never stop. In thy footsteps, keep me treading. Give me grace to reach the top. Let's sing the fourth verse together.
Save me better, make me surer, put me where the
Thank you, Lord.